ABC Radio Australia.
From the seas of Melanesia to the reefs of far north Queensland, a successful reef guardianship program rolled out in Papua New Guinea is now testing the waters on the Great Barrier Reef. As part of the program, Papua New Guinean women are helping Indigenous Australians and Torres Strait Islanders to learn how to monitor and protect coral reefs in the face of increasing threats. Baz Ruddick reports.
The main snorkeling area is just right along this edge here, and it's different looking coral to what we've seen so far.
The wind has died down on waters off Orpheus Island in North Queensland. Conditions are perfect for a dive.
It's a really cool shell. It was like bright orange. And lots of fish today.
More than a dozen women with cameras and survey tools are snorkeling on shallow reefs.
I saw a hidden stingray, some really good new acro that I didn't really know was a thing.
It's part of a weeks-long training program led by the Coral Sea Foundation, called the Sea Women of the Great Barrier Reef. The trainers are from PNG, where a similar program is already underway to protect coastal ecosystems.
So we train them with survey techniques and camera techniques so that they can get geotech images of their reef, so that we can be able to identify what's like underneath in their, you know, coral reef.
That's Naomi Longa. She is a director of the Sea Women of Melanesia, the original version of the program which won the United Nations Champion of the Earth Award in 2021. She's passionate about saving reefs.
It is one of the main natural resources that people depend on for food, for income, for tourism activity. They already have connections with those coral reefs. And also, if we protect those coral reefs and marine environment, then it's going to provide food for us and for our future generation.
In PNG, the organisation has set up marine reserves and has permanent staff on the ground in three different provinces. They are now using their learning on the Great Barrier Reef, home to more than 500 types of coral and 1,600 species of fish.
PNG women can come down here and train women here, help show them how it's done in PNG, but whatever skills that we have learned through this program, they can take it back to their own sea country and help their people.
The women learn how to use underwater cameras which tag location by GPS. They learn about the different types of coral and species of fish and what signs of reef distress look like.
You see a coarse fish, you just like click this one and it starts rolling.
Kerri-Anne Molai works in PNG with the Women of Melanesia. She's now training women on the Great Barrier Reef.
With Sea Women of Melanesia, I'm the field operations person where I train all the other women on doing the camera techniques, the GPS and the skills to do surveying and stuff.
And while she grew up around the water, she says traditionally Papua New Guinean women don't dive, and science and research jobs are usually held by men. The program can therefore be empowering.
In my country, it's a bit tough. You get to see men doing most of the marine work, and females are considered not to do that. They have other roles, but it's about time we bring change into the society.
And that focus on a common goal binds the women together.
Everyone is so comfortable, and we help each other to identify different species of corals and fish species out on the reef. I hope to see all of us build confidence in sharing the knowledge and the training skills we are getting it here right now back to our communities where we all are from. Yeah.
While many of the women live by the reef and close to their traditional sea country, for most, the underwater world is a brand new experience.
That was deadly.
There's even pool noodles to offer a bit of stability for those just finding their sea legs. Frances Joyce is a ranger with the Mamu Aboriginal Corporation.
And when I seen it, I was just like, oh, I've got to do it. Because I've always had a passion for sea country just as much as land.
In her day job, she works protecting cultural sites and managing land in the wet tropics. It's the first time she's seen so much of the reef.
I But just having that Indigenous mob involved, and especially women, it's really important, so I can share the knowledge and pass it on to our younger generations, and that to and bring awareness and show them that, you know, you don't have to go to uni and stuff like that to be able to do this kind of work, that you can just give it a go.
Mildred Kello-Kello is from PNG and is doing her PhD in marine science.
I think it gives them that idea that, like, there's life underwater. Like, from the surface, we just see it as just water covering part of the land, but we don't get to see what's underneath until, like, you get your first snorkel. And when you dive down, you're like, oh, there's corals. And then, like, it just intrigues you to try to understand, like, how they live underwater. Like, and that community, that it's very diverse.
Beyond the personal achievements for the women, the program is also doing important conservation work. Climate change is causing oceans to warm, leading to coral bleaching that can rapidly kill off reefs. By mapping and surveying their waters, the women can ensure they catch these bleaching events before they take hold. Mildred has seen the impacts of climate change up close, with her home village forced to relocate due to coastal erosion caused by rising seas.
When we'd walk, like, usually we always had, like, a straight path along the coast, especially, like, when we go from market or we go to church, yeah, or we just go to, like, visit relatives, we always, like, followed the sandy beaches. But now with, like, high tide, especially with the king tides coming in, or just high tides in general, like, we have to go through the bushes, yeah. And most villages that I've noticed when I was younger, they are no longer there. Yeah, they've all, like, moved further in.
The Sea Women program is one way women like Mildred can feel empowered in the face of climate change. But Dr. Andy Lewis, founder of the Coral Sea Foundation, which runs the program, says more study still needs to be done on how reefs can recover after bleaching events.
There's an increasing threat from climate change. There's still threats from changes in water quality and different sorts of pollution coming into the ocean. And in terms of the bigger picture, it's very much tied to our own survival. I mean, reefs are sort of the canary in the coal mine for climate change. I mean, if we lose coral reefs, it makes our own civilization very tenuous. So if we look after reefs properly, it's a good yardstick that we're actually looking after the biodiversity of the planet properly.
Interest in the program is growing as more women are drawn to marine science and conservation on their own sea country.
The demand for this program was really fantastic. We had over 70 applications. Probably over 20 of those were from Australian First Nations women, and the rest were from women in Melanesia.
Dr. Lewis hopes more traditional owners and Indigenous women will take the lead around the Pacific.
I would love to see the program extended up and down the coastline with the women that are coming through this program, eventually becoming leaders in the program, training other women and having the whole thing adequately funded so that the women can have their own boats, they can have their own dive gear, they can have their own cameras, and they can be out regularly monitoring and looking after their sea country as often as they want to be out there doing it.